Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. It is time for my cricket lesson. I have learned about left-hand and bat-hand batters. I've learned about bowlers, left-hand and right-hand bowlers, bowlers that spin. I've even learned about Bosball. I've learned about wicket keepers. I've learned about selection for wicket keepers. However, all of that is new to me. What is not new is trash talking. This is something that American sports teams do wonderfully. It's sometimes dangerous when you trash talk the opposition and you get your remarks pinned up in the locker room for motivation. Apparently, that's not bothering the English. They were so badly throttled. I hope you use the word throttled in Australia. They were so badly throttled the last test match, which was in Australia. There are 8 months to go, and already they're trash-talking the Australian team. Jeremy, isn't this bad luck to do this? I don't understand. You've given 8 months for the Australian team to get really unhappy.
You know what, John? This is cricket. This is truly an Ashes series event. And let me just give, I'll enlighten you a bit in how the lead up to the Ashes goes. Generally, the year before the Ashes is played, so 1 year before we actually take to the field, this is what happens. There's trash talking galore. The selector teams are starting to be announced. And often what happens is there's a lot of psychological warfare here. So honestly, John, this the fact that 8 months before we're about to go out there and actually play the game, that everybody's trash talking everybody else, this is pretty normal. But I guess the interesting thing is that often it starts slowly, because you can imagine trying to trash talk somebody and keep that continuously going for the next 8 months. It's going to be tiring, and it takes up a lot of media time with these teams. But the Brits have come out absolutely swinging this year. And honestly, I think, John, the reason why they're coming out so hard so early and trying to really throw us off kilter is because they lost so badly at the last Ashes series. They need to come back, and they need to win this one to save face. So trash-talking Australia now, they're hoping that with our selectors who are currently choosing parts of the Australian team, so not the entire Australian team that's going to be playing the Ashes series next January, but they're hoping to get in their heads a little bit and sort of mess with them a little bit, you know, sort of throw some things out there that might make them select the wrong Australian player, for example, or, you know, maybe think that the English team has something, some hidden weapon or something like that. So, John, this is fantastic. I just love it. I love the trash-talking lead up to Ashes.
Remind everybody, they're talking about how your Australian team is rattled by Bazball. What is Bazball, Jeremy?
Oh, absolutely, John. Bazball is this amazing strategy that England actually grew out of their failure in the Ashes. And what it is basically, instead of in cricket, where you basically, if you have a five-day series, the first day, basically, the team that's batting generally isn't very aggressive. It sort of waits to watch what the other bowlers are doing and figures them out. Then the next few days, they basically make all their runs. But with Bazball, the theory is, and what has been proven to be correct, is that if you just come out with a very aggressive batting style very, very quickly, you actually tire out the fielding team, the bowling team, very early. So then the next 4 days, they find it very hard to catch up again. But the interesting thing was with Bazball, there was, I guess you could say, a counter Bazball that was developed very quickly. And so far as the bowling side, so the fielding side, figured that if they identified that a team that they're going against, aka the English team, is using Bazball batting tactics very early, the aggressive tactics, if you imply or basically insert a very aggressive bowling style, you can actually fatigue the batters as well. But what basically happened was that we found very early on is that teams were fatiguing themselves in the first 1 or 2 days of a 5 day series. So the first couple of days to watch were fantastic, but then the next 3 days, you had two very tired teams who you really weren't performing very well. So Bazball then developed into a way that basically the teams figured out strategies for becoming very aggressive at certain parts of the game, but then going back to the traditional style, a much slower cricket, much more strategic game where you don't try and basically thump the ball out of the park every single bowling and ball set. You basically wait and see. So baseball has become this strategy that sits on top of the normal old strategy of cricket, which when used very effectively is very, very effective. So, John, this is something I think the Australian selectors in particular are trying to compete against in the next Ashes series, because we know the Brits who invented baseball know how to use it better than anybody else. And we've now got to find the players who have the endurance and the strength to basically endure a baseball series, but also still be able to play that strategic cricket. So baseball, honestly, it changed the shape of cricket, I guess you could say, for the better, in my opinion.
The star commentator is Daily Mail's Paul Newman. Listen to how he writes. You'd think this was a match on a battlefield. First blood to England, then, Newman said of the strange call, adding the selection panel's refusal to guarantee Warner's spot. Warner is a veteran Australian cricketer. For the Ashes series opener at Edgbaston, that's in England next year, was a, quote, slap in the face, end quote, for the veteran opener. That's brilliantly done, Jeremy. Brilliantly done. Paul Newman knows what he's doing. Do you have trash-talking commentators for your cricket columns?
We absolutely do. And in fact, John, I can guarantee this time next week we'll probably have some great samples coming out as the next salvo is fired across the pond there towards the Brits. So this is something that the first shot has been fired, I guess you could say. This is now something we'll have for the next 8 months leading right up to Ashes. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I've left that 4X beer keg for Paul Newman. So we're going to take him over to the beer keg and say, no foul, mate, right? Isn't that what you would say? No problem, mate. Have a beer. And then you'd offer him to reach into the barrel. And what would he find, Jeremy?
That's right. If you're in Brisbane, he would find a red-belly black snake. Who knew it? But apparently red-belly black snakes love 4X beer. I mean, apart from Queenslanders, red-belly black snakes are about the only people in Australia who else like the 4X beers. But you know what? No harm, no foul. If Newman would like to have a beer with us, we'll throw in a free snake.
Yeah, and you take the first choice. Yeah, there's a red-belly black snake, a big one, curled up in a beer barrel filled with 4X. 4X, and that's a Brisbane beer, right, Jeremy? 4X beer.
That's predominantly Queensland, and it's basically it's a light beer. It's about a mid-strength beer, and it's perfect for those really hot tropical days, but doesn't have a lot of taste to it. So the rest of Australia, we know that if somebody's drinking 4X, they're almost certainly a Queenslander, and we do export it, so you can get it there in the United States, but it's considered one of those foreign imports, so it's seen as special, but it's kind of like when we sent Foster's to the rest of the world but never really drank it here in Australia. It's a beer for a particular state, and that certainly is Queensland.
It sounds like a beer that you'd give an Englishman because you don't want to flatter him. All right, Jeremy Zakas, helping me understand the trash-talking starting already for Ashes, which Jeremy says begins at the end of December of this year, but is mostly the five tests will be in England in the new year, in 2024. Jeremy Zakas in the number two city in the Australian continent, Sydney, and reporting on Here Comes El Nino, and I now know what a snake is called that you're not supposed to step on because it'll get back to you, a murder noodle. I also know that what we say is bougie is a cosy live. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.